And good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, 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 dear listener. Wherever you find yourself, this is your brand conversation. And just as you heard, as Franz and Nayenda just made their exit with regards to providing you that insightful discussion in the Take Eagle session. Well, here's the main things, guys. So with regards to for example, the crypto discussion point. There's still a lot of observation that have to be done. Please understand, guys, in one stage or another, it's essential to note that sometimes a product cannot just be applied in a specific country, a zone, a territory, because of the impacts that it can have on whether it be negative or positive or only beneficial to one sector or industry and not entirely benefiting the overall economy in one or other manner. There's still, and I'm speaking this with regards to the weights that are applied to something like, for example, the impacts of crypto. And if you're still questioning as to why, just go have a look in terms of at the Bank of Namibia's website itself. They will give you the nitty-gritties. They will lay it out for you right there. In terms of what you can approach, what you cannot approach. Now, as we find ourselves on this Tuesday session here of the brand conversation, just as I'm almost, well, just a minute out from our next ad break. Before we get into that, now, recapping in terms of where we left off yesterday was that we ended with, how to get your idea marketed, how to generate the awareness component for it, but the first and important steps that you have to first get through. Remember, guys, people lose ideas, people's ideas get stolen, people's ideas get copied, people's ideas get, they get used, or sometimes what has been some of the more familiar ones is that your idea gets rejected or denied, but then you see it manifest somewhere else. Now, one of the most important things is go and register your idea. Register it. Sometimes even it's just the business plan itself, because it will outline and explain everything that exists. However, we're quickly stepping into a short ad break and coming back right after this. This is a urgent notice of a power outage to the Navahap Usakus Ochimbingwe 22 kV reticulation. That will take place on 27 July 2022. This is a public notice from the Irongo Red. Now, notice is hereby given that the electricity supply will be interrupted on the following date, that being 27 July 2022, between the times of 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Once again, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. And this will be Wednesday tomorrow. The power outage will affect the power supply to the following customers: Ochimbingwe Town, Nam Water, Okongawa, MTC, NBC, and Undervip. The reason for the outage is for Irongo Red to do maintenance. Irongo Red regrets any inconvenience that may result from these outages. Please note that your installation must be regarded as live at all times, as the power supply may be switched on at any time during the above mentioned period. Now, we come back from our quick break right there, and we're just getting these next components through. So, in yesterday's discussion, I highlighted to you the various aspects by which you can register or sort of like solidify and just ensure that your idea is protected. There's patents, copyright, and intellectual property. Now, for today's discussion, guys, we're going to be expanding into patents, copyright, and intellectual property. They are crucial, because you can go to NUST and UNUM on IUM and you can have the most wonderful ideas, but you also have to remember at those three tertiary or three higher learning institutions, they already sort of like have ownership over any idea that you produce under your studies or during your studies there. I know, guys. It sounds like a controversial thing that I might be sharing with you, but you've got to understand, any ideas or projects that you create, while being a student at any three of those institutions or any institution around the world, a tertiary institution, whether it be a technicon, a college, or a university, any one of them, any idea that you generate as a student, right, is owned by those institutions. I know. I'm telling you now that technically you are basically conceding the intellectual property to the tertiary institution. But in some cases, you have signed it already. You just have to look at your registration forms every time, terms and conditions every time. This is what happens. So there is specific zones where any idea you produce is conceded or ceded or forfeited to the institution where you either study and also sometimes where you work. Where you work. Media organizations are one such example. Tech companies, I think, are also another example if you work for them. And I think another one would be if you're an author, if you write for something, whether it be a media company, whether it be a publishing company, anything you produce, any intellectual property is the ownership of the company. So you also have to understand the various zones under which you create said ideas, projects, prototypes, that kind of stuff. For example, if you're an architect and you work for an architecture firm or an architect's, you know, architectural firm, the concepts, prototypes, designs that you illustrate and come up with are owned by the firm, the company. If you're a newspaper journalist, the stories you write are not your stories. They're the story of the newspaper. The same would also apply in the sense here at Eagle FM. Any of the stories, productions that we do, we create, is owned by Eagle FM. The same also if you work at a TV station. The same thing applies there. It's an intellectual property. Now, you also have to understand, guys, the differences between patents, copyrights, and intellectual property. And this is where today's session concentrates on those components. And most importantly, the authority in Namibia that has to deal with this is known as BIPA, the Business in Intellectual Property Authority. BIPA aims to protect these concepts. You obviously have to pay your fees and stuff like that, but this is how you as a creator, you as an inventor, you as someone sitting with a marvelous idea that looks marvelous in your head, out there, how you can try and further protect it. This can be anything from a logo to a company name, to a logo design, to logo colors or company colors, to the specific symbols that are used within the design, the logo, the trademark, all that. And then you've also got trademarks. A trademark would be, for example, what can I use as a trademark? The name of a product, right? The name of a product, or even just the packaging design. Those are trademarks. The name of your company, that is a trademark. The name of a product, no, not of a product, but of, let's, for example, say like a television show. That is also a trademark. Because in each step, there's a notion of identity applied. The identity of the product, the identity of what the consumer has to use, has to see, has to eat, has to smell, has to access, and has to sort of like, you know, get in contact with. Now, we'll start with a main one, known as intellectual property. And then we'll cascade it down to like patents, as well as also copyright protection. Because it flows, it flows down from intellectual property, it flows down into copyrights, and then we can look at patents. But patents also overlaps into intellectual property in some way or form. But luckily, these scenarios exist. So let's start firstly off with intellectual property. Now, intellectual property, guys, is or refers to creations of the mind. Anything that you thought out. This can be an invention, a literary and an artistic work, a symbol, a name an image that can be used for commercial purposes. Remember, an invention, a literary work or an artistic work, and a symbol, a name and an image used for commercial purposes. So, when you've got these aspects, these manifestations, these conjurings of your mind, of your human mind, you can protect it under IP protection, intellectual property protection. Now, then from these creations, you have the following rights that can be generated. These are intellectual property rights, are enforceable rights over creations of the mind. They are time or use bound. And exclusive rights that enable the owner to exclude others from engaging in a variety of acts related to the subject matter, subject to exceptions and limitations as defined in national law and also allowed by international treaties. So what does this actually mean? So this means when these creations have been registered with an authority like BIPA, doesn't matter which country it is, you can exclude others from either trying to generate the same type. You can exclude others from making use of the specific creation. You can exclude others from having to use it without your prior knowledge or permission. And you can also exclude those that have knowledge of it but don't want to pay you or ask for permission from you. Meaning you can enforce it by actually trying to sue them for making use of your creation. Because it's crucial. Because let's say two people can have the same idea, but the difference between the two people have been that the one registered this idea and the other one did not. The other one placed it on paper, approached a registration authority like BIPA, and then what happened? They submitted, you know, they filled out the necessary paperwork and they submitted their own creation. The other person did not. The other person just went on trying to make money from it. Doesn't matter who had the idea first. The concept that would apply here is that someone registered it first. So, intellectual property rights, guys, gives the creator the right to prevent others from making unauthorized uses. Or,
gusa etokoro lyohunga. Lipoperanya moge, popera wakweni. Ninka wakurugane yowamba. Wakurugane yowamba. Wakurugane yowamba, oweno ruganse sungumi. Mokutura mwe hundiro liyo wamba zuma wakoko, ndi mwagwana kuma pukuru gumanzi. Tumako WhatsApp kono morozo ye utantantatu zime, ntatu ye utantane, mbali ntambali, mbali ntane. Ndi dingurako Facebook ko VMMC Namibia.
This is a public announcement of the Electoral Commission of Namibia for the Swakopmund Regional Council by election. The Electoral Commission of Namibia invites all registered voters for Swakopmund constituency to go and vote during the by-election that is scheduled for 12 August 2022. The polling stations will open from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. The fixed points will open from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And they are as follows: Tamariskia Lutheran Church, Westside High School, Mahetago Hall, Swakopmund Secondary School, Coastal High School, formerly known as Herman Gmeiner, Swakopmund International Youth Hostel, Meduletu Community Hall, Hanganeni Primary School Point A, Hanganeni Primary School Point B, DRC School Project and Community Center, Swakopmund Primary School Hall, Mile 4 Caravan Park, Atlantic Junior Primary School, Kerklika Matskaplika Raadsaal, also known as the NG Church, DRC Fire Brigade Open Space, Matutura Municipal Container, the Platz Amir Mall, John Avase Primary School, Vrede Rede, Matutura Open Space Point A, Matutura Open Space Point B, DRC New Block Extension 23 at Wachtar, Tamariskia Primary School, Namap Primary School, DRC Lutheran Church Point A, DRC Lutheran Church Point B. The mobile teams will be as follows: Team 301, 302, and 303, and Team 301 will start at Guanacontes from 7 a.m. in the morning to 1 p.m. in the midday. Then they will move on to the Swakopmund plots at Moonlight Resort from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. Team 302 will start from the Swakopmund Retirement Village, strictly for residents and staff only, from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Then move over to the Velvicha Old Age Home, strictly for residents and staff only, from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. They will then move over to the State Hospital Swakopmund, strictly for patients and staff members only, from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Team 303 will start from the police cells Swakopmund Town, strictly for inmates and staff members only, from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. And then they will move over to the prison for inmates and staff members only, from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. Team 303 will end at the School of the Christian Academy in Kramersdorp from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Remember to take your voter's card to the polling station in order to vote. Only eligible registered voters for Swakopmund constituency will vote during this by-election. Go vote. Your vote counts. Now, as we come back from our extended ad break right there, so where we left off is just identifying the concept of an intellectual property and also what rights the creator of intellectual property can generate. Now, there are two domains of intellectual property, and I will get into the second one, which falls under these domains. These two domains of intellectual property rights, guys, that you've got to identify is industrial property rights and copyright. So as not to confuse, you know, where in which your creation lies under, but also for you to know where your creation actually can be protected under. Now, industrial property rights includes patents for inventions, trademarks, industrial designs, and geographical indications. These are crucial, guys, because industrial obviously has to do with anything in an industrial process that makes either, that generates either another service or that forms part of a product or that generates or leads to another product. And all this is under that industrial property right consideration. I mentioned to you just yesterday, as well as also in Friday's session, that some companies went and patented a specific kind of screw. And for that screw, you need a specific kind of screwdriver. Now, this is essential because sometimes you would realize in an industrial process that, hey, listen, this specific screw cannot help with the function that is currently happening. Either the function leads to that the overall product is in some or other way compromised, meaning in quality or in rigidity or even just in durability concepts. But if you come up with a new kind of screw for the process, that this screw actually helps to reinforce the structural integrity of a product, or just providing further reinforcement to the whole process, even going ahead in the industrial process. So right there, you can patent anything or functionality or anything that forms part of a product, or as it sometimes says here, an industrial design, or even just a trademark, or even just a geographical indication. Now, a geographical indication, guys, should not be confused with the other points that I mentioned yesterday, in terms of where some people, yes guys, some people tried to patent or register a plant. You cannot do this. And now, just to stress what a geographical indication is. A geographical indication, sometimes known as a GI, is a sign used on products that have a specific geographical origin and possess qualities or a reputation that are due to that origin. In order to function as a GI, a sign must identify a product as originating in a given place. You sometimes get that in terms of, like, let's say, have you guys ever seen, like, certain products that said, product of South Africa, product of Namibia, product of Germany, product of China, or made in China, or made in Taiwan, or made in Bangladesh? If you've seen that geographical indication, it's one of those kinds of indications. It's specifically that kind of indicator. So, what else can it look like? Well, You get specific labels if you've ever traveled, you know, extensively to other parts of the world. Geographical indications also, you know, have specific signages on the packaging. If you guys have ever seen, on certain Namibian products, it would say proudly Team Namibia or proudly Namibian. South Africa also has their own one, in a different kind of, it's a different kind of like a labeling technique, where they say product of South Africa, stuff like that. And it's important, because these geographical indications, help to bolster a country's trading ability. Because if you say, for example, like in South Africa, you only get rooibos from South Africa. Now, remember the example where I said that some people in the world have tried to register plants. Well, one such plant was the rooibos tea plant from South Africa, where an American woman tried to register and patent the plant in the US. Because she came as a tourist to South Africa, found this drink, enjoyed it so much, decided she had a business idea, took a leaf or a, you know, you can just take a stem or something of a plant and then you can go and cultivate it that side. Took a leaf or something like that from the plant, went over to the US, went to go and try to patent the plant first and register it as something novel from her side. Unfortunately, when the South African government heard this through their ministry or Department of Trade, they contested this registration. They told the American government, listen, this is a natural plant in our country. You cannot go and register it as something else in your country. It does not exist. And that woman lost the court case. I think there's also another one also that came out in America where the South Africans and also the Rooibos Tea Association or Manufacturers Association also contested further registrations that tried to happen in the US. And on every aspect, they said this plant is indigenous to South Africa. You do not find this plant anywhere else. Now, it's critical to identify this, guys, because it's not that the South Africans are actually claiming entire ownership of it, which they actually, in a way, are, but it's also indicating that this plant is only found in one part of the world. This plant is a natural occurring product. But before we head on, let's first enter into a short ad break.
Ushua kokusha oshikwiririmba oshina hepero momunyo vyetu peva peyuva. Monao, po Global Parts, tunova ungure ova puike, odo nongo, nova harupu okuku vatera. Tunovitenda peke peke vyo vikwiririmba okudhako Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, BMW, nui natuwa wedha ovitenda vyo Toyota. Wedhako omanao manene shimu na omaile no top run. Tuvadha po mura rimbui o Naismith mo Southern Industrial Area. Po Global Parts, tukupa onji viro othemba, ohunga, novitenda vyo vitore. Global Parts, global reach for best local advice and prices.
Now, it's crucial to note, guys, in terms of geographical location or geographical indication of a product's or origins, is to ensure that, you know, your country is known as or either enjoys a specific advantage in international trade realms. Now, here's another key thing that we also have to factor in is that we've also got to identify that the registration of natural products cannot take place. For specifically, let's say if it's in a sense of like you trying to patent a plant that you just found outside your house or outside your back door in front of your house, there on the sidewalk or on the pavement. No, you cannot do that because anything natural, like I said, over the past 2 days cannot be patented nor registered as your creation or invention. You cannot do that. This is primarily extending into certain components of that everyone in society or everyone in a country needs to enjoy the same natural product and in respect of that kind of approach, meaning that you cannot register a natural product, is that You are trying to monopolize something that is natural. You're trying to monopolize it. Now, it then leads into a different realm of discussion as well, because there is a very, very famous similar argument that is taking place between the wine-producing countries of the world. Now, the wine-producing countries of the world, the big ones, minus France. Let's take France out of this equation. The big ones are South Africa, Australia, Argentina, the United States, and Italy. No, let's take the Italians out. So it's Argentina, South Africa, Australia, and the United States. Now, these four countries cannot use the French wine names or the grapes of the, or the names of this famous wine grapes. The names of the famous wine grapes like, Sauvignon Blanc. What's the other one's name? Merlot. All those names, those French names, right? On a wine bottle that you find in Namibia is the name of either a blend of two grapes or a grape. And all these four countries also can't use the French name Champagne. They cannot use it when they sell it internationally. They cannot use these names because France went and argued in terms of this origin, geographical indication or indication registration component. France went and argued that to use the name Champagne from the producers of those four countries is in fact wrong and incorrect, because Champagne is the name of a geographical location in France. It's a valley in France. It's a wine producing valley in France, the Valley of Champagne. You can look it up yourself. Now the French make a compelling argument because you can understand, oh, okay. So that would mean all these French names on these wine producers from South Africa that we see here in Namibia, they can only use it between Namibia and South Africa. They can only use it between it because it's like saying, okay, I can only sell it here and I can sell it there. But the moment they have to export that wine, let's for example say to somewhere else or off the continent, let's say to Australia or to Argentina or to South Africa or to the United States or into Europe, the French can contest that kind of labeling. They can contest it. But it's key to note here, guys, that under that scenario, it was a similar thing that happened. It's somewhat similar to the thing that happened with the American woman that tried to take the rooibos plant to the US and then went to go and register it there. But she tried to patent the plant. You have to understand it's unique. Scenario as well. She tried to patent it. These other countries are just trying to export what they are growing, but they're using similar labeling to what the French wines are using or have been using 400, 500, 600, 800 years already. So you've got to understand the two differences in these two scenarios, but the one is you can't patent a natural product. And the second one is you can establish a advantage over countries that produce a similar product, but you can claim advantage based upon that you actually own the French labeling or the names or the labeling because these grapes or these products were first found in your country. You can own you can claim expertise based on that notion, or not just expertise, but the geographical indication on that notion. Now, finishing up on that GI or the geographical indication discussion, it takes us into our next aspect. That being, and this remember was all under industrial property rights. Now it takes us now under this next, the domain under intellectual property rights is copyright. Copyright covers literary works such as novels, poems, and plays, films, music, artistic works like drawings, paintings, photographs, and sculptures. Yes, guys, you can copyright protect a photograph. And it is crucial because This is where a lot of media companies also, you know, they have to either provide attribution, meaning saying who owns the picture, but sometimes they use it in various contexts in either the media coverage as well. Sometimes you have to pay for it because it would be a pay gate or a pay, what do they call it? Sort of like a platform where you have, if you have to download the photo or the photo, yes, you've got to pay sort of like a small fee or a fee in order to gain access to the image. Then you've also got architectural designs are also forming part of this copyright protection. So right here, architectural designs can, you know, in its entirety, is protected under intellectual property. And in terms of understanding the tier meaning the levels of protection that you can enjoy as a creator or an inventor of ideas and also items, you've got here in Namibia on a local level, you've got BIPA. On a regional level, meaning on the African continent, you've got ARIPO, known as the African which is the African Regional Institution for intellectual property protections. And then the international one right across the world is the WIPO. Now, that WIPO, just to give you the full name, is known as the World Intellectual Property Organization. So obviously, the African one, ARIPO, is where they get their derived labeling also from. And it is enshrined here. I've got it open here also in front of me in terms of Namibia's Industrial Property Act of 2012, Act Number 1 of 2012, which is recognized by WIPO, the WTO, the World Trade Organization, and also ARIPO, the African Regional Intellectual Property Organization. So if you, anything that you generate from patents, designs, trademarks, and copyrights, they are protected on three levels. National, meaning the local one. Regional, meaning the continental one. And internationally. So you don't have to worry. Your creations will be registered, will be recognized at the three levels that it goes up. But that's also not to say, guys, that you should just go and willy-nilly register things without being told, yes, there's already something like this in existence. You cannot use the same design. It will first have to be, you know, scrutinized. Then it will have to be compared to what exists. Then it has to be further, you know, further levels of approval that will then take place before it is fully sort of like recognized as having taken place. It's important, guys, because it's important for you to know this, because we can have wonderful ideas. We can have wonderful ideas, but just like Franz now just indicated in his Tech Eagle discussion, and sometimes it has to do with wonderful ideas that come through even in the tech sphere, but it's not just the tech sphere that you can have ideas about. As I said, it's not just solely to the STEM fields. You can be someone that's a brilliant storyteller, but you just haven't identified, let me put these stories on paper. Or let me access a way in terms of how you can write songs as a songwriter even. I mean, we've got so many artists that are trying to sing coming through here in the country. But I always start with a question in terms of, listen, okay, they bring out a CD or they bring out an album, but, you know, are they protected? Are they protected? And the worst part is that in some cases, a lot of artists actually sound similar. So, you know, that could also provide the basis for any sorts of legal attacks or litigation taking place, or, you know, those kinds of attacks taking place between artists themselves. Because, I mean, you just have to look at some beats in some music, local music, beats, the music in the background. The person is not singing. I'm not yet talking about the lyrics or the chorus or anything. I'm just talking about the composition of the sounds, which forms part of the song. You will hear some songs are identical to each other in its beats, which already points towards one or other kind of, you know, copycatting taking place, because that is the basis of intellectual property theft, when people are using each other's ideas. And unfortunately, guys, the terminology is that strong, because that is essentially what happens. One guy hears a famous artist in Namibia's music, and then he goes to a small, you know, he's got like a music production software on his laptop at home or in the hostel if he's a student, because a lot of them are students in the hostels here at the tertiary institutions. And then they just go and they go and create their own beats, but something similar to what the fool their favorite artist has. And then they start singing over it. Then they just bring in their own lyrics. So the beats itself, or the musical score can also be protected. And this has happened countless times. That's why you know when Timbaland has worked on someone's music. That's when you know when, what's the guy's name? Before he went to jail now, R. Kelly. Even R. Kelly had his own specific sounds. That's how you know that, what's the other guy's name? Swiss Beats also has his own specific sounds. So each producer has their own specific sounds, and you cannot replicate. If you oh yes, there's also Jermaine Dupri. So if you try and copy or replicate the same sounds or imitate the same beats, you can be taken to court for it. Now, it's crucial, guys, that you don't do this. It's crucial. I'm sounding this awareness and raising this alarm because there's a lot of people out there. They're making the same songs, just with different lyrics, but the songs all sound the same. They all sound the same. I fear it's most probably also the same thing that's happening in South Africa, especially with all the music producers that they're producing. So you just have to be aware not to copy anyone's, you know, musical score or their soundtracks or their beats or their musical compositions, because you can actually lose without having even gained anything initially. Now, also further, guys, for us to understand copyright and various other extensions. Now,
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Now, coming back, guys, just to also share, you know, in the last, sort of like the last level heading into today's program, the last quarter. And this is now extending from intellectual property into patents, because a patent is important. Now, a patent, guys, is an exclusive right that is granted for an invention. This invention can be a product or a process that provides a new way for doing something or offer a new technical solution to a problem. In a short, a patent provides that protection for the invention to the owner. You as the owner, you get a protection. Now, a patent can also be described as a document which gives you the right to stop other people from making, copying, using, or selling your invention. This is crucial. This is crucial. Patents also provide protection for of an invention of a of any new and useful art, process, machine, manufacturing or composition of matter, or any new and useful improvement thereof, which can be used or applied in a trade or in an industry, and which is not known or used by others, and not patented or described in any printed publication in Namibia or any other country. You can, for example, have patents that resemble, or not resemble, but that can include aspects like flat iron, a ballpoint pen. A ballpoint pen is, look, take a look at your normal pen in your hand. A ballpoint allows the ink to roll over the little ball at the point of it in order for you to write the words or to scribble on a piece of paper. As well as also something perhaps like a seatbelt. Functionality. I gave you the example of a screw. And potentially also a screwdriver that works with this screw. So you can invent almost anything. Create it and then protect it through patent registration, which falls under that intellectual property component. Patents are key, guys, because patents help in some other form a country's economy also to sort of like evolve a little bit. Because people will see if they need to improve on processes or they need to improve on a product design, that they can access something that has already been invented. They can access it. Pay you registration fee and then, you know, or not a register, but like a permission fee and then go from there. I mean, you enter into negotiations like this. One key thing is, I read an article in last year about a Japanese inventor. He's an engineer by what he was trained, but you know, what he studied for. But this man only makes money from his patents. Now, I'm not saying that you should try and have the same thing. You should have the same thing. You can be a writer and you can make money in your own way as an author. But this specific guy, this engineer, all he did was invent things, patented them there in Japan, and international companies are using his processes or his designs in order for them to make their monies or their profits or their revenues. And they are just paying him those fees because you would have to go engage in a agreement with this guy. Otherwise, he sues you. And that's all he does. But it's not now to say that you're a 15-year-old. You're coming now out with a wonderful idea, but you can't register it yet because you're underage. That's also one of the things. That's also one of the things. Anyone can have an invention, guys, but you also have to understand up to what stage or phase can you be allowed to register. Now, the laws of patents, guys, just to share with you a little bit in terms of this, is the following. Now, in Namibia, patent registrations are protected under the Industrial Property Act of 2012, which, you know, has been in action or has been enacted since August 2018. So it's been in operation since 2018. Institutions responsible for granting patents includes, like I said, the local one, which is BIPA, the regional one, which is ARIPO, and the international one, which is the WTO and the WIPO. Now, just to explain to you what happens on the regional one, the protocol, which is known as the Harare Protocol, enables an applicant to file one application and request for protection in specific ARIPO member states. So that means only countries that are part of ARIPO, those that are signatories to the protocol, where the applicant requires protection. So if there is another African country that is not part of ARIPO, your protections cannot extend into that country because that country is not a signatory or is not a member to the protocol. A patent granted to an applicant by ARIPO has also the same effect as one granted under the patents law of Namibia, so it can bounce between the two jurisdictions, except also where the registrar of that, you know, in that jurisdiction, has notified the ARIPO office that the patent shall not be effective in Namibia. So there are also certain exemptions that can play off, be factored into this discussion. The international one, known as the Patent Cooperation Treaty, the PCT, this treaty, guys, makes it possible for an applicant to seek patent protection for an invention in a number of countries that form part of this treaty, this PCT treaty. And all you have to do is by filling in a single patent application instead of filing several separate national patent applications. So it allows you to just apply one application that will then, which will then extend these protections even further. The granting of these patents remains within the powers of your national intellectual property office, meaning here at PIPA. So even then, you see the scale at which these protections can flow or can be instituted. Then you get the direction of your protection page of a patent. So if you've come in with a patent, you've now registered it, you've now elevated it to the level of regional protection, then now to international protection. These are the following protections or the duration of the protection that you as an inventor can enjoy. A patent provides protection to an inventor for a new product or process for a duration of 20 years in return for the disclosure of the invention. But it is renewed annually from the first anniversary of filing until the 20th anniversary of filing. So every year you have to renew the protection. Every year you've got to renew the protection under that 20-year period. Now it's also important to note that you have to pay these fees annually. So the moment that you forget is the moment that your protection can lapse. Understand these specifics also, guys. The moment you forget to renew this protection fee is the moment that your protection lapses, meaning it is not covered, meaning you can lose protection. And a patent expires after 20 years. Then you've got to know, guys, that why a patent protection is necessary or a patent is necessary is that patents, like I mentioned, like with that one guy, that inventor from Japan, patents provide incentives to the creators by recognizing their creativity and offering the possibility of reward, meaning you get compensated when someone accesses your own design, your creation, or your patent. It is crucial, guys, because in that sense, it does give some form of recognition to you. You as the creator, you as the inventor, you as the idea generator, you get some form of compensation. Now, these incentives encourage innovation, which in turn enhances the quality of human life as well, which is true. Although on the one side, it also generates some form of, you know, rich people. Like I gave you the example of that Japanese guy. That guy is a millionaire just from receiving his I don't want to say commissions, but it's more like his patent fees that they issue to him. And I mean, this is key. The specific kinds of protections that you can enjoy from patents is patent protection, guys, ensures that any invention cannot be commercially made, used, distributed, or sold without the patent owner's consent. This is crucial. This is crucial. If you guys have ever read on the backside of a CD or of a movie or even of a DVD cover, there are specific disclaimers that sit there that said you cannot, for public use, you need to have permission for whatever use or redistributing or stuff like that. You need specific components or specific permissions to take place. This is key. This is key. Now, patent rights, guys, are usually enforced in a court or in a court system who, in most systems, hold the authority to prohibit patent infringements. Patent infringements. And you don't know how often patent infringements take place, guys. I'll make now an example. There is, I don't know who on social media it is, but we here at Eagle FM, we've also noticed the activities of these specific kinds of jokesters. I call them jokesters or jokers who use the logos of media companies. And then they generate, for whatever reason, I think they generate, you know, very controversial content on social media. And then they sell it off as like saying, Eagle FM said this, Eagle FM said that. Now, I've seen it in where else I have also worked in the media space. This, guys, is something that can be, you can be sued for it. You can be criminally sued and pursued for this activity. Because first and foremost, you are firstly trying to impersonate an organization. An organization that has its own reputation, everything to work on. And the moment what you are doing is that you're actually tarnishing a reputation of that organization. And secondly, that you're also causing much damage without the prior consent of an organization. So just as a fair warning to those kinds of social media operators, you should not be doing this because you are actually committing a crime. You're committing a crime. Now, it's safe to note on that notion that this brings us up to the end of today's discussion here on your number one talk radio station of Eagle FM. This has been your brand conversation. Let's see each other again, same time, same place tomorrow, but also later tonight on the Business and Economic Zone, because tonight we're still going to be expanding on our discussion of last night. However, stay tuned as the On The Radar team are ready to make the entrance and also bring you their daily news bulletin items. Stay tuned here on your number one talk radio station of Eagle FM.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
But how can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massively?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter
in terms of the infrastructure.
Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first.
For social position to raise a child, what does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear.